Residents of the Golden Age home in Vineyard Town are benefiting from improved health services following the recent opening of a new medical center at the facility. Approximately $8.2 million was invested in the renovation of six buildings on the grounds of the home to house the new center. Approximately $8.2 million was invested in the renovation of six buildings on the grounds of the home to house the new center. The buildings include a nursing department, doctor's office, medical registry, examination and treatment rooms, physiotherapy, dental and dressing units, and staff quarters for nurses. The medical center will not only serve residents of the home, but also persons living in Rollington Town, Franklin Town, Mountain View, Almond Town, and surrounding communities. Minister of Labour and Social Security, Shahini Robinson, is lauding the project and the care being offered to the elderly and infirm residents at the Golden Age home. She says the opening of the centre is geared towards enhancing the body, mind and quality of life of residents. Mrs. Robinson says the emphasis on health and wellness is in keeping with the ministry's social safety strategy for the elderly, in order to enable them to live their lives to the fullest.
The home, with its long-term vision of holistic development for the elderly, is a key element in the ministry's social safety strategy for the most vulnerable in the society, and it is also vital to our poverty alleviation program.
The Social Security Minister also acknowledged prior changes the home implemented to improve its usability for residents.
Since 2012, the administration of the home has made tremendous progress retrofitting bathrooms to make them disabled friendly. Additionally, psychosocial services are available to residents and staff, while regular sensitization sessions are held to provide wide-ranging information by agencies as the National Council on Drug Abuse, the National Family Planning Board, and even the police.
Board member of the Golden Age Home, Matthew Smith Barrett, says the medical center was a long-time vision that has finally come to life.
Prior to having a center, we would have to be busing several residents who need daily care out to the various hospitals that are within our vicinity. It cost us a significant amount of money to be doing that on a daily basis, and it also meant that the amount of care that the residents could get was rather limited.
Mr. Barrett says with the medical center being fully equipped, the improved services can be extended to much more people. General Manager of the Golden Age Home, Laurette Adams-Thomas, says dental services to include cleaning, fitting of dentures and extraction will be extended to members of staff. The services are being provided in collaboration with the University of the West Indies UWI School of Dentistry. And the UWI School of Physical Therapy is assisting with the provision of physiotherapy, which will include aquatic therapy. Member of Parliament for South East St Andrews, Julian Robinson, says the medical centre will enhance the quality of care the residents of the home will receive and lift the standard of the institution. He is also encouraging donors, such as the Food for the Poor, to continue to provide support for the facility. Resident of the home, Horace Johnson, is happy with the new addition and looks forward to its benefits.
This health centre at the Golden Age Home will be able to assist in emergency, that when resident took ill, they don't have to go to the public hospital and it will accommodate them.
The Golden Age Home has a population of approximately 400 residents. The new medical center is expected to bring much needed assistance to the residents, staff, and community members.
Studies have reported that men can potentially transmit the Zika virus to their sex partner through sexual intercourse. Therefore, it's recommended that men who have had Zika or are at risk for the infection should use condoms for at least 6 months. A message from the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency.
Jamaicans from all walks of life,
we must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving, we say.
To that.
Up on the energy,
save today,
protect tomorrow.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy, save today, protect tomorrow.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must.
Ease
up on the energy, save today, protect tomorrow.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.